One time, ladies and gentlemen, we are live and direct.
Hey, this is Wade.
And this is DJ CJ. We're the hosts of Discarded Radio.
Here in Vancouver.
Here our new take on the 30-year legacy of Discarded Magazine, your Vancouver indie music monthly. Featuring hot local bands, live interviews, and good times.
Yeah!
Tune in every Tuesday at 4 p.m. for your weekly dose of what's happening in print, on stage, and live on the airwaves. It's Discorder Radio.
Discorder.
On CITR.
CITO.
CITR.
101.9 FM.
101.9 FM in Vancouver.
It's 4 o'clock Tuesday, time for Discorder Radio, and let's get the show started today with these guys, Dear Rouge, who played Shorefest on the weekend. I heard I had on Discorder Radio. This is Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9, and that was Dear Rouge, who take their name from the fact they're from Red Deer, Alberta, and if you put a French twist on that, it would be Rouge Deer. They just switched around. There you go, Dear Rouge, who won the 2012 Peak Performance Project here in Vancouver and have been on a steady ascent ever since, and their ascent took them as high as two stories up on Saturday afternoon when they played the English Bay Beach stage, which is basically that second level where they have the Cactus Club and those palm trees and whatnot. They had a stage set up there. They were playing to thousands of people on the beach ahead of the fireworks. It was a great show, great energy. from Danielle McTaggart, the front woman. Had a nice chat with her afterwards. She said she may even be interested in coming on Discord Radio for a little I&I in the near future. Her and her husband are the 1-2 duo that make up Dear Rouge, and that was their track, I Heard I Had. And I saw that they had a great show this past Saturday as part of Shorefest. Hey, it's Discord Radio. It's Wade here along with DJ CJ. How you doing, buddy?
Very good. How are you?
Excellent. We've also got one of our Discorder APs, Matt Muse, in the house.
How's it going?
Excellente. We're going to be chatting with you guys a little bit later in the show. You guys, well, just quickly, no one had a chance to check out Shorefest aside from me. Is that correct?
That is correct.
That's true.
I was on a boat.
Oh. How was that experience, CJ? You high roller, you.
It was a fun time, you know. It's a 40-foot sailboat. Enjoyed it.
Rocking. How close were you to the actual fireworks barge?
About like half a kilometer away, but it was a decent distance. Yeah.
Yeah. And how was the fireworks experience on a boat compared to us poor proletariat just kind of hanging on the shore?
Well, yeah, I heard there were 250,000 people just like lined up along the beaches of downtown and Stanley Park. So it was nice not to have that many people around.
Fair enough. Good stuff.
And with a beer in hand, so it was good as well.
Yeah.
Tried to get out of kits afterwards. The traffic was bananas. Just on like 4th Ave, and but then like spilling down onto Broadway, like loads of people were into it.
Where were you watching from?
Just from a friend's backyard in like Lower Kits.
Okay. Lower Kits. What's Lower Kits?
You know, like south of Broadway.
Okay. Okay. Fair enough. And how was the view from there?
Not great. Anyway.
But nonetheless, the fireworks were pretty good.
Yes.
Up next, who we got?
Well, we got France. Is the USA perform? Actually, I heard that because it was the USA's fireworks display on Saturday, that this was the busiest, the most police they had out in full force since they started the fireworks, probably because a lot of American visitors came up from the States to check out their own home country's lovely display, which was great, by the way. But France performs tomorrow night, followed by Japan, as part of the 2014 Honda Celebration of Light, a.k.a. Shorefest. That's the music festival associated with fireworks. And just bring us back to the music chat. Shorefest was, as we mentioned last Saturday, 5440 Vancouver Legends. They played as well, along with Current Swell, who we've featured here in the show before, and a band called Scarlet Jane. This Wednesday, we have Spirit of the West of, what's their classic... You'll have to excuse me, I'm not at my best. What's that track called again?
I don't know.
I'm so sick from the drink, I need home for a rest.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah. If you want to, I'm sure they're going to play that song. If they don't, I'm sure there'll be a riot. That'll be Sunset Beach on Wednesday night. And on the English Beach stage, as part of Shorefest, we're going to have Saskatoon's Sheepdogs and Vancouver's own Hey Ocean. We'll be playing 2000s while looking out at the Pacific Ocean. And why don't we play some of them right now? Vancouver Darlings, Hey Ocean. I think we're going to play this little track here called Change on Discord Radio. Hey Ocean, CITR 101.9.
Now my baby. you do to me, babe? Oh, you're losing me, babe. Que le den castigo.
Gonzalez from Cobra Town, and you're listening to Discorda Radio on CITR 101.9 FM.
We're back on Discorda Radio. That was the band Locarno with the track Candela. Locarno played on Sunset Beach as part of Shorefest on Saturday night, along with they opened for Current Swell. Locarno, by the way, is the project from the former frontman of the Juno Award-winning Paperboys band, and his name is Tom Landa. And there you go, some nice little summertime vibe there, almost more appropriate for the Folk Fest, which we did feature a lot of last week. But it's nice we had a little Cobo Town station ID to kind of keep the Folk Fest vibe going. Of course, Cobo Town played last year at Folk Fest. We had a chance to interview them, and they were maybe the number one superstars of Stage 3 last year. But bring us back to this year, this summer, this day, Tuesday, July 29th. Lots happening in the city as always. There's a great show on tonight at the Rickshaw Theater. CJ, have you been to the Rickshaw anytime recently?
Not recently, but I have seen Ancients play there once a while back. They're like
an ancient show in your memories, basically.
It was awesome. Ancients are really wicked. They're like nice. They're like the Spinal Tap of Vancouver.
Nice.
Cool. How about yourself, Matt? Have you been to Rickshaw at all recently?
Yeah, a buddy of mine did an EP release show there, a band called the Oh Wells.
Oh, they're local. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. And
that's Sarah Jickling, I believe, is the front woman of that
Yes,
act.
She is. And my buddy Greg McLeod plays in that band.
Nice.
And yeah, and then I've also seen Vancouver. Well, I guess they're from Victoria, but they're Vancouver now. Legends No Means No.
Oh yeah, nice.
I've also seen them there, and that was that was a really good show.
Cool.
Those guys are like, they got to be pushing 60, and they're like the tightest punk rock band I think I've ever seen.
Nice.
They're so good.
Very cool. And the Rickshaw would be a great venue for that as well.
Definitely.
I saw Five Alarm Funk there a couple years ago. I haven't been since. I was invited to go tonight, but I have volleyball, so I'm choosing to be a better teammate for my volleyball team. However, there's an amazing show tonight. And I'll have to admit, I was a little bit torn between volleyball and going to see the show, because it's Philadelphia's own The War on Drugs, which many are saying is one of the new it bands of 2014. They've gotten a lot of buzz just in the last few months alone, actually. They're going on their first major international tour. They're going to Australia in December. And they are playing tonight at the Rickshaw. The album they're supporting is called Lost in the Dream. They're from Philadelphia, so yeah, full disclosure, they're not from Vancouver, but we're proud to have them here in Vancouver tonight. So let's play some music from these guys right now. The War on Drugs, this track is called Taking the Farm for their sold-out show, the first of two. They're playing back-to-back as well tonight and tomorrow at the Rickshaw Theater. War on Drugs, Discorda Radio on CITR.
One time, ladies and gentlemen, you are now tuned into the sounds of Disorder, 101.9 FM, CITR.ca, here in Vancouver. My name is Charlie Tuna from Jurassic 5. We are live and direct. Stop playing and tune in.
Discord Radio, CITR 1019. Is it too late to apologize? By the Oh Wells. Yeah, we thought after that little mention they had there in our conversation about the rickshaw that we just fire up an Oh Wells track. So thank you, Matt Muse, for that inspiration. And prior to that, we were listening to War on Drugs, Taking the Farm. They'll be taking the stage tonight at the rickshaw as part of two back-to-back sold-out shows. The It Band, 2014, Philadelphia, War on Drugs. And yeah, we just heard, as we mentioned, the Oh Wells. Matt, we also mentioned you in there. Yeah, Betty, welcome to Discord Radio. Glad to have you on as one of our APs.
Well, hey, thanks for having me.
Nice. What's been going on with you recently?
Well, I got to tell you, I was down on Main Street the other day around, you know, Broadway area, and I was walking around. And I noticed, like, we'd heard that this was going to happen a while ago, but I noticed that they've knocked down the Rumpus Room. And, like, they're going to replace it with condos or whatever. And this seems to be...
I was sad to hear that when I first heard that news.
Yeah, and... but, yeah, I'd heard that it was happening, but it didn't really... I didn't realize that it was... You know, it hadn't set in that it was a thing until I walked by and just saw the rubble. Like, they didn't even take out the chairs. Like, there's these little... You can see the upholstery peeking through all this, like, concrete rubble and stuff. Just knocked it down. And
And the Rumpus Room upholstery is pretty, it's pretty out there. It's pretty eclectic. It's pretty colorful and zany. It's hard not to notice.
Yeah. Well, and yeah, that was kind of, and it seems like that's a thing that happens, you know, perennially in Vancouver. Like we're losing venues left and right. Like there was like the Waldorf, and which is sort of back. And,
yeah. It made us kind of a soft re-release actually.
Yeah. Well, anyway, but it's not all bad news, because if you check out the summer issue of Discorder, there's actually two really cool articles in there about some new art venues that have opened in town. And yeah, so the first one that caught my eye was there's an art gallery / live music venue kind of thing that's opened up down in Hastings called the Something Club down at 1505 East Powell Street. Which is, if you know, that's sort of by the Waldorf. That's around, like, Hastings and Commercial.
Okay.
And, yeah, opened by a couple guys who wanted to bring a bit of professionalism to that, the art scene in that area, because a lot of places have a reputation for being kind of grungy, but they want to...
And maybe because the Waldorf is always sort of teetering on open or not open, so it's right. Good to have a backup in that neighborhood, too.
Well, yeah, but it's also interesting because they're not really positioning themselves as, like, a late-night party spot. They're like, an art gallery, and they do have live music, but their shows tend to be scheduled earlier in the evening. And, yeah, they're trying to cater to a bit of a different crowd, which is cool.
Nice.
And, yeah, you can check out that article in Discorder. And another... place that's just opened up in just a couple blocks away, actually, around Hastings and Nanaimo, is Horses Records, which is a brand new used record store. And yeah, they're opened by a couple Vancouver musicians. It's an interesting kind of place. They're actually subletting from a commissary kitchen, which led to a bit of red tape with the city to even open up in the first place. But they've been open since July 6th. You can go check out some of their used records. And one of the owners is actually a guy by the name of Dan Geddes, who's the front man of a band called Peace.
Hey, there you go.
So, a Vancouver band called Peace.
You figured that someone who would be involved with spearheading this movement would be some kind of in-group musician.
Yeah, well, the other owner's a musician as well. But yeah, Peace, they've got a track called Fun and Games that I think we're going to play.
Okay.
Are we ready to do that?
I think we are. I think this is going back a couple years to... their album, which is called The World Is Too Much With Us. Peace on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9.
Dancing down the lane. Blueprint Live, The Georgia Strait, and CITR present Bad Bad Not Good with special guest Saboda, Tuesday, August 12th at Venue Nightclub. Plus DJs Flip Out and Wreck. Doors are at 9 p.m. Advance tickets on sale now at Red Cat and Zulu Records or online at bplive.ca.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
I'm Jordan from Phoenix Thunderbird, and you are listening to Discord Radio on CITR. Yeah!
We're back in Discorder Radio, CITR. Before that, the PSA there, we heard from the band Peace, and the track was Fun and Games. We're having lots of fun. Not playing too many games, but we are having fun here as we do on Discord Radio. Reached about the two-thirds mark of the show. Still got some great music to come up in the meantime, including we want to tell you about an event that's happening this week, this Thursday, at the St. James Hall. It's part of a series known as, the Rogue Folk Series, or the Rogue Folk Club. One of the, I guess, ambassadors of Rogue Folk would be CITR's own Steve Edge, who hosts the Saturday Edge here on Saturdays from 8 to noon on CITR, and also does an incredible job every year of hosting the Folk Fest live broadcast. This show has been almost like the Folk Fest hangover show. There's a couple things we didn't get to include last week with Folk Fest, but the Folk Fest has this resonating qualities about it. People are still like obviously talking about it or feeling the good vibes here even 10 days later.
Very good vibes.
Great vibes. So Steve and his Rogue Folk Club have put on shows all the time in Vancouver. Great one happening close to home, right at the St. James Hall, which is kind of hard to find, but it's nice and close. It's the 10th and Trutch. So just one street south of Broadway, I guess South Kitsilano, as Matt Muse would refer to it as. And it's with Steve Dawson and Colleen Renison. Now, if those names sound familiar, especially the name Colleen Renison, maybe you know her as the frontwoman of the blues band No Sinner, who's been making waves in Vancouver over the past 18 months or so. No Sinner, almost a bit of a Vancouver supergroup of sorts. It features the drummer Ian Brown, who used to be in the Matthew Good Band. Also features young guitar prodigy Eric Campbell, as well as rotating bassist Bradley Ferguson, and a man that's been in about at least 17 other bands here in Vancouver, a guy who's no stranger to the Vancouver music scene, Mr. Parker Bosley. Yes, plays with the Gay 90s and Zolas and Mounties and many others. They're all part of the band No Sinner. Colleen Renison, by the way, the name No Sinner comes from the fact that Renison, spelled backwards, is No Sinner. Little known fact. So she's doing a solo show with Steve Dawson on Thursday at St. James Hall. But in the meantime, we thought we'd play some music from No Sinner. We were listening to them in the studio. And man, this new album from them, from No Sinner, which is called Boo Hoo Hoo, is just rocking. So we're going to play a track right now called Runnin'. And this is Colleen Renison and her band No Sinner. If you could see her on Thursday night. But in the meantime, turn it up. This is a great rocking tune, Runnin', from No Sinner on Discord Radio, CITR.